Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, a man with a mic. We are 40,000 leagues under the sea. Yes, we go deeper. Young kids will be like, what's 40,000 leagues under the sea? Well, there's a book called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Read it. Incredible book. But, anywho. Welcome to the program, folks. Tonight I want to get into the House Freedom Caucus. Now in Georgia, they're trying to get stuff going because we're tired of it. I mean, Adam Schiff basically got busted today faking or like doctoring Republicans' email, like text message kind of things on January 6th. I want to get into that big thing. You know, it's nice to see that Kelly Tabashka will not support Mitch McConnell. It's about time we have some Republicans stand up to these rhinos. I don't know how long it's going to last, but don't worry, folks. If you've ever been put in Facebook jail, like yeah, they've actually admitted through court that, well, Facebook facts checks, not really facts, they're just kind of like their opinion, you know. If I believe, and if my opinion is that Trump won the election, I can't speak my opinion. Don't worry, folks. You got Bill de Blasio bragging that people are being declined exemptions. Yeah, I would love to be able to get a sample of his blood or find a way to prove if he's actually gotten his shots or not. Because I guarantee you, half these people are like, you better get your shot. All these politicians ain't got nothing. They got vitamin B12 shots or saline or something. They didn't get the shot. They're not that. And if they did, they're stupid. Then you got the New York Attorney General. That oh Lord help her. New York AG James. We need to follow California governor's lead and allow citizens to sue gun sellers and makers. Yeah, and let me tell you something, I guarantee you she's probably got like an entourage of 50 people around her fully armed. Good. I'm gonna screw with her in New York City, and when I get shot at by her personal protection, I'm gonna sue. Yep, I should be able to sue those people. They shot at me. You kidding me? I have the Second Amendment right, and you will not tread on my Second Amendment right. I'm looking at getting that Black American flag that basically says if it comes to war, we're not taking prisoners. It's amazing because Amtrak temporarily halts vaccine mandates for employees because, hey, yeah, when you have a crap load of people that aren't going to get the shot or whatever, Don't worry. Amtrak, we are going to, all these immigrants coming across the border, we're going to give them jobs. Oh, they don't have to be vaccinated, though. But, I mean, the American person, if an American wants to work for Amtrak and get the vaccine, we'll hire you. But the guy jumping across the border, who knows what he's been vaccinated against, but we'll hire him. That's probably what they would do. It's hypothetical, folks. It's not actually happening. I don't want you to fourth one. He said that Amtrak was going to, no, it was just hypothetical because that's what they would do. I want to get into so much more. Thank you so much. Don't forget John 8:12. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Isn't that just, wow. Isn't that just amazing? I am the light of the world, Jesus said. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Think about that as you're going through your day or evening or whatever you're listening to the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let people know I'm live. Yeah, I'm fact checked all the time. Oh yeah, like I posted something about the origins of peroxide and it came back as partially false, which means it's mostly true. But I want to get into this first and foremost, because if you haven't heard, Shifty Shift got busted and blatantly appears to show that he's faking evidence in text messages at a January 6th committee meeting, that these are doctored text messages. It's basically been proven. And I'm going to get into something that Glenn Beck said. And I'm at, this is where I'm at, folks. What, when you prove facts, okay, when you prove a fact that there's 300 people who live in this county, but 700 voted, there's more votes than registered voters. Don't make sense. When you prove that factually, what difference does it make if nothing happens? If you prove that Adam Schiff faked evidence of text messages from Republicans to show at a January 6th committee meeting, what good does it do if he's just going to get away with it? If Jesse Smollett faked all this stuff and got away with it, what good would it do exposing the fakeness? No. Kyle Rittenhouse, the evidence proved he used self-defense. He used a gun properly. Like I've said before, my brother one time, my wife, I was in Michigan, my girlfriend at the time, I'm like, I'm getting her something to eat because she's staying at this client's house. I'm getting her something to eat, and I'm prepared to stay the night by myself. And they were trying to surprise me with her. And I'm like, no, I'm taking your truck. I'm good. I got this. No. And then they had a quick call me. Oh, the client says I can eat something here. He said, no, you're not allowed to. I'm not going to let you. You're not supposed to eat the client's food. I'm getting you food. And of course, after a certain time, if you're not expecting someone in the house, what do you do? Someone came in the one door, and I'm like, okay, someone's breaking in here, so I pull out my gun, and if I had a photo of it, you'd see my finger is straight across the trigger. And if you understand what I'm saying, if you ever see photos of anyone holding a gun, their finger is straight. It's not in the trigger hole. It is straight across that, like, little loop, the little hole where the trigger is. And if I didn't know who it was and they couldn't identify and I felt threatened, then you just pull your finger, curl it down, and tink. Guess what? Then you pull the trigger. And when she identified herself, instantly I put the gun down. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, when no one, after a certain time, if I don't know someone's supposed to be coming, you know, guess what, folks? Oh, yeah. I'm protecting myself. And I did it properly. As if you've seen And that's the thing. When you look at those photos of Kyle Rittenhouse and him carrying that gun, he has his finger the way it's supposed to be, straight across, not in the finger hole. And because the evidence showed he was not guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, he was found not guilty. Jesse Smollett, he's found guilty because he fake this stuff. Yeah, what I need you to do is I need you to beat me up. We'll pretend it's a hate crime. I'm going to pay you. attack me, beat me up, whatever, you know. And when they could prove that he basically faked the whole thing, which I hope Jesse Smollett, because he was found guilty, doesn't beat himself up over it, but anywho, because he probably disagrees with the verdict. But here's my point. Those cases proved a fact or a falsehood, and the verdict was accordingly. He did nothing wrong. He was found not guilty. He lied and faked his own attack. He's found guilty. Shifty shift. And all these politicians, they prove, we prove all the time that there's illegal stuff going on, that they're doctoring things. But who cares? You know, something really needs to happen because, you know, man, that January 6th people, man, you know, we need to sue and this and that and all that. Yeah. They know the videos out there that show them, yep, there's the, because I remember when that happened, I'm like, yeah, finally somebody's doing something. Like about dang time, finally someone's standing, because I was in Indianapolis and I was in a parking garage because I wanted to go into an appointment with my wife. And because of COVID bullcrap, we're only allowing patients in there. I'm like, and I tried to come up with anything like, okay, yeah, she's deaf and I need to sign with her. Okay, well, you're going to have to, okay, well, you know, and then they would have to, then they'd have to get someone to come get you. And then they take you, okay, well, and if she couldn't sign anything, then we'd, you know, because COVID, you couldn't go in with her. I'm like, well, I'm going to be here because in case the doctor tells her something, I'm a second ear. I can ask a question she wouldn't think of. And that was when they had that rally. That's when they, like, when they stormed the Capitol that day. And I'm like, yes, finally, we're doing something. I don't agree with it 100%, but finally something's being done. But then I sat there, I'm like, wait a minute here. How'd they get through barricade? How'd they get in so easily? I could only hear it on the radio. But it just seemed way, 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 like they got in way too easy. Like there's 2 and 2 aren't equal 4, folks. 2 and 2 aren't equal 4. I mean, how did they get in there? So that it seemed like it was like, okay, you know, these guys broke out of a maximum security prison. How did they, what? I mean, just like, wait. Okay, there's a 50-foot brick wall laced with barbed wire, landmines in between every fence. 4 of the fences are electrified that if you touch them, you'll basically be fried. How did they, it just seemed too easy that they, you know, that they could get in there. I'm like, wait a minute, 2 and 2 didn't equal 4. But there's so many people that just, and then when you see the photos of, and videos of people being let in, and people taking selfies, well, it's nothing we didn't already know, but, you know, in court and stuff, they've had, where is it? I'm going to get into this. The bombshell emerged from Facebook's court battle with John Stossel, who is suing the company for defamation over a decision to add fact-check labels to the libertarian pundits' videos about climate change. And when they looked them up, fact-checks are just that. That's their opinion. And what's really scary is these people that believe in this global warming crap, they want to have these toxic lithium batteries. They don't know any different. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. But that's this word, and you know, and it's, and they need to do that. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. Fact checkers are bull crap. I get stuff, and it is an opinion, because I post all kinds of stuff about a flat earth just to see if it gets flagged as fake. Nope. And I did a whole thing on that. Well, fact checkers are at it again, because let me tell you something, folks. The earth has to be flat, because when I post about it, I don't get flagged for falsehood. That's right, folks. No fact checkers around when the flat earth theory comes out. No, I don't believe the earth is flat. No, because my buddy shared a photo one time, and it goes, if the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor on a flat earth map, they would have to go from, like, the right side of the map all the way over the whole, like, all the oceans on planet earth to Hawaii. Oh, it's great. It's great. But, you know, I mean, it's okay, folks. Oh, the facts checking? Yeah, it's just our opinion. Yeah, our opinion is that Biden won. And if you don't have that same opinion, yeah, we're going to flag you. Yeah, you're going to get blocked. You're going to be shut down, lose your page. I want to find a way to come up with, like bot pages. You know, like, find a way to have, like, Twitter accounts that you can have it, have, like, a computer, like, generate, like, millions of fake accounts that are all, like, have stuff that's, like, banned from, like, Twitter and stuff. I mean, because I swear there were bots on. Because, like, when you would go on Trump's thing, 90% of that stuff was almost every person on there was, like, troll, bot, anti-Trump, anti-American. Because they would tell you, they would go off about things that are already proven. Trump didn't collude with Russia. That's been proven false. No, it's not, man. Whatever. And it's like, I swear they just, like, I swear it's bots. They're just, like, programmed to, and it got to the point after, like, I just wanted to, like, put, like, okay, like, respond, just to see what comes up. But when you have this whole world, as I wrap this part that I want to talk about up, it's just, when you expose the truth, Democrats could come out, I guarantee you right now, and say that, yes, the 2020 election was rigged and Trump should be president, not Biden. It was rigged, and I guarantee you, liberals wouldn't care. Whatever. You could show that to them. Yeah, so what? Biden's president now, so what? Who cares? They wouldn't care no matter what, and that's the problem. You know, when you, okay, look at the Indonesian study, 0.8% masks help you by less than 1%. Whatever. Okay, you whatever. I'm just telling you what the facts show. I don't care. Facts, you're still going to get COVID if you get, I'm getting the vaccine, I don't care. Whatever, dude, I've had COVID. Have you had COVID? Man, if you had COVID, you'd get the vaccine. No, if I had COVID, I'd have the antibodies. I wouldn't need the vaccine, dumbass. I cannot believe how many people I know that, because they got COVID, they're like, as soon as they got COVID, they're instantly running to get, oh, other 12 booster shots, I need them all. Come on, hurry up. And can I get all the vaccines? Can I get, like, the Pfizer and the Moderna, all of them? The Johnson, can I get one of each? Just inject them all at once. I want all the doses. I'm not waiting. Screw this crap. I'll doctor the thing so I can go back the same day and get the next shot. I don't care. I had COVID. I don't have, my body doesn't have natural immunity. It can't anymore. Even though for, like, 4 months. Hello. Have you suffered from COVID and survived? Then you're in a special place to help us, because your blood and plasma has antibodies that can help fight COVID. We need you to donate your plasma now. That's right, folks. If you've had COVID and survived, you're in a special place to help us fight this pandemic. Why didn't they pandemic us with SARS? Why didn't they lock us down with SARS or You know, they've locked us down for SARS-CoV-2. Why not SARS? Why not H1N1? Why won't we lock down? Why weren't they fearing us for toilet paper? Why weren't they telling us that you're going to crap for 10 years straight and you need a toilet paper fort? I still remember those videos when it was like Black Friday over toilet paper. You would think they were like trying to get the newest toy. And it's like, give me, I need 50 cases. And I'm like, that's when it showed me how gullible the, and and the Democrats are going like, cha-ching. Look at how easily these idiots can be manipulated. All we have to do is just make up some crap. And guess what, folks? You better get 8 million rolls of toilet paper because you're all going to die. You're all going to die because you're going to crap yourselves to death. And there's no, I remember when that thing, you could have gotten probably $700 for 2 bottles of rubbing alcohol. And then there were people on eBay trying to sell like Clorox wipes for like crap loads of money. I kept flagging them like, nope. Yes, sir. That's what I do. I just wanted them to clean my house. I didn't care if they killed bacteria. I wasn't about killing bacteria. I'm worried about, I wanted to clean my house. I'm not worried about COVID, ma'am. I'm just trying to find cleaning supplies to clean my house, and everything's like taken off the shelf. Yeah, and one of the big eye-openers for people, yeah, is when Lysol and some of them said they killed COVID. Yeah, because that's what SARS is. SARS is a form of the flu, like COVID is, and which is the same basic thing. And guess what? COVID-19 is SARS-CoV-2, part 2 of COVID. Imagine if they had a different name every year for the different flu strain. This is cold flu 79 or whatever, you know. It's like the guy that's gonna run for governor of New York. Not New York, but Michigan, and he posted a picture of George Costanza from Seinfeld, and it goes, and he's looking through the wall, and it goes, me looking for my proof of my 39th booster or whatever so I can get my $55 hot and ready pizza, and I put underneath, heck, I had to pay $75 because I forgot the coupon, and I had, like, a ton of people, like, piss their pants on it, you know, laughing so hard. I'm surprised that didn't get flagged as fake. There won't be 35 boosters, well, not yet. I mean, it's amazing how these people, I mean, look at Amtrak. They're temporarily holding vaccine mandates for employees because they're having problems. But then you have a lot of these governors and stuff, these little, well, you don't have to wait for the lawsuits to happen. You can force your employees to get the vaccine. You want to work here? You're going to get the vaccine. I wonder, what if they get, this is one question I'm going to pose to people. What if they get this vaccine mandate shoved down our throats and it forces everybody from a baby inside the mama's womb to get a shot all the way up to a 99-year-old? Are the Amish people going to have to get vaccinated? Are they going to be required? Because they can't have a religious exemption if I can't. I'm just wondering. Well, it's not going to be about, it's going to be about a fear. Well, you don't have to get the vaccine, but there's $1,000 a week fee to pay for the COVID testing. You have to, I mean, I know the vaccinated people still get COVID and spread it, but they don't have to test because they got the vaccine, even though they get the same infection rate as your ass. I mean, but don't worry, folks. This is just a compensate because, you know, we have to pay trillions of dollars every week for COVID testing. And if you would just get the shot, we wouldn't have to, well, then what do you mean you don't have to COVID test? How do you know if a vaccinated person has COVID unless you test them? That's what gets me when they have these places, well, you don't have to get the COVID shot, but then you have to pay a weekly fee of $150 to cover the cost of the COVID testing we have to do. So the vaccinated people never have to test. So how do you know if a vaccinated person has COVID if you don't have to test them? Well, yeah, we have to test. Yeah, well, you just made yourself look like an idiot because you just told me that you test someone who has been fully vaccinated to see if they have COVID. So you basically told me that, yes, the COVID vaccinated person can still get COVID. And the only way you know that is if you test them. So if they can still get COVID, then why am I the only one that has to test? That does not make sense. Like, wipe before you poop don't make sense. But it's okay. Nothing makes sense anymore. We need to hold the gun manufacturers liable for a psychopath that grabs a gun and kills people. Yeah, I'm actually doing some investigating, and I'm gonna find out, because I think we need to hold the companies liable that helped start that, you know, that Fox News Christmas tree that they had, the first one that was set on fire by an arsonist, and the dude, I guess, is like Looney Tunes. He's not all there. I want to find out what he used to set that tree on fire, and I think we have the right to sue them, because, I mean, since you can use, can we sue gasoline manufacturers because of arsonists? I mean, what the heck, you know? I mean, same principle. A criminal illegally gets a gun and kills people. That's okay. You need to sue the gun manufacturer because some guy that can't even legally own a gun in the first place because of issues he has somehow got a gun illegally, and you're going to hold a gun manufacturer liable? Are you kidding me? Yes, I think we should be able to sue Shell, BP, Orco dealer, Marathon, you name it, any gas company, because gasoline, if you can sue a gun manufacturer, then why can't you sue a gasoline manufacturer because he set fire to a house? Same premise. And sue the Ohio Match Company because he used a match. After 3 lawsuits involving our matches to start house fires, we are shutting our doors. And I wanted to get into this story because I've been in the restaurant business all my life. I work at a cafeteria now for a company, and we cook all the food for a big chunk of the employees that go through there. And there was a waitress who said she was fired after being left a $4,000 tip, and the restaurant actually responds. And this is kind of a funky situation because the guy that was leaving her the tip called the restaurant and said, "Hey, do you guys tip share where all the tips go into one jar and then you share the tips," which a lot of people hate because you get equal tips, and if a person's lazy, then they get the same tips as someone that's not lazy and busts their butt. But I've been in a place where they did a shared tip jar, and because I've seen where people said that when they did that, most places I've worked at did a shared tip jar. If you would have gotten $200 in tips and they would have gotten $50 in tips, they wouldn't last. They'd be, the management would have them gone if they're not doing something, you know, like if they're not holding their end. So. It's one of those things. And and they're saying that, well, this guy didn't contact us, this guy didn't, and she's like, and they've never done like this, because supposedly like a percentage goes to the bartender, like of your tips, like 1% of the tip goes to the bartender or whatever, and they divvy it all up between the cooks and all this stuff. And she goes, we've never had this, all this. And it's like when the guy that said, hey, the restaurant come out, well, they just want to go off on her. Because the guys even said, hey, I actually called, and they said, no, this is how it is. Will she get the whole tip, or does it get divvied up? What I would have done is I would have done it under and the restaurant's like, oh, they never called, they never did this, they never did that. I don't know. Yeah, I was trying to write my wife and messages aren't coming up. I don't know. I'm so blocked. I'm blocked so much on Facebook. It's not even funny. Yeah. Hey, what else is new? I share facts that get taken down as false because Facebook calls it an opinion. In our opinion, we think the earth is whatever we want it to be. And if your post doesn't agree with our opinion, then it's fake. But don't worry, folks. If you ever try to, and that's one thing I try to do in this program, is I try to wake people up, and I try to understand this America I live in, because it's not the one I grew up in. No one wants to do anything anymore. No one wants to earn anything. You go to Walmart, yeah, is there any more of this or that? Well, yeah, there might be some here, you know. I mean, I don't know. There's probably some in the back, but, you know, it's just really hard, you know, to put it, like, because they have these people, and I don't know if they can do anything else. But they have, like, those shopping carts, and they're, like, shopping for somebody, you know, because people can't actually go to the store and buy their own stuff. They have to call up a thing and go in an app, and then they have it delivered or whatever, the crap, and they're, like, the Walmart employees doing it. So I think it's all they can do because, like in my day, if I would have been at Walmart, which I haven't worked there, you'd have been fired. I remember, and I told my wife this, when I was at Taco Bell, you couldn't put someone on hold. Dad, I'll be with you. No. You could, if you said, I'll be with you in just a moment, you'd be, there's the door. Not now. I'll be with you in just a minute. 5 hours later. Okay. Oh, whoops. I forgot I had you. I forgot there were people in line. How can I help you? Hello? Hello? Yes, we'll drive off because no one responded back. I mean, that's this world we live in. No, they ain't getting no help. Yeah, we're probably doing the back somewhere, but, you know, you're probably doing the back somewhere, maybe. Well, can you look? Then you get a manager. Sir, we're very busy. That's not her job. Yeah, she works at Walmart. Her job is to help a customer. I am said customer. I mean, these places damn near sound like union places. Welcome. Yeah, I can't actually do that. See, unfortunately, I'm only certified to plumb with PVC, and this is copper pipe, so now I can't, you know, if it was a 18-8 stainless steel pipe, I can probably... I do have certification for 1810, and I'm sure it would cover 18-8 steel. And if I, you know, but since this is not 1810 or 18-8 steel or PVC, I'm not certified. You know, I don't have my, I can't do copper pipe. Sorry. I mean, you should have called ahead of time, because you know I have to charge you for, you know, driving out here, mileage, and this and that, just to find out that I can't do the work. That's how it is going to Walmart half the time. These people don't want to help you. Yeah, it's on aisle. Yeah, if you go, I think it's on aisle 3 or 4. I'm not sure. They're signed up there. Just go look and what, you know. Not today, Satan. Not today. Now, it's about time. Places like Georgia and stuff, they're trying to get a bunch of states to do a Freedom Caucus. It's time that we stand up. The Constitution was designed to eliminate government and limit it, not control us. And when the Constitution limits the government tries to bypass the Constitution and says, guess what, have fun. Oh, it's fun. The fun we live in, it's nice to see at least some places trying to do something. But here's my point. You know, there's supposedly some new things that have come up. And, you know, like with some irregularities in Arizona, so what? So what? If you prove facts, so what? So what? If you prove facts and no one cares, so what? I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. Supposedly when she retires, she's got an $11 million home in Florida. That's right. She's not going to move to the tent city in San Francisco that she helped create. Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's one of her big accomplishments. I want to send her a tent city award. Wouldn't that be great to send an award to Nancy Pelosi's office congratulating her on the creation of the tent city? It'll have, like, used needles and stuff on it and everything. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay. She's going to Florida. Why would she go to Florida? Why would you want to go to that bad place with Ron DeSantis if California's so great? I mean, and people are kind of up in arms about this, you know, with her. I'm like, I don't understand, man. She's senile. She's an old hag. California's so great, but she's moving to Florida when she retires. Don't worry, folks. She knows where it's good. If that doesn't say something to you, the very problem she created in California, she's not staying to experience, she's leaving. But I'm going to get into this because an appeals court has refused to block United Airlines' vaccine mandate. And then that's not surprising because a company can say, okay, you have to do something to work there. You have to have this unproven vaccine that doesn't prevent. Now, what I would tell the employer, I'd say, well, if I can, okay, well then I want, first of all, if you're going to make me get this shot, then who's responsible if I have problems? Since the vaccine manufacturer is not responsible for any adverse effects I have, who's responsible? For who is going to be held liable if I have permanent issues and can never work? Second of all, what's going to be different about me having this vaccine? And what I mean by that is, if when I get COVID, do I still have to quarantine and everything, or I shouldn't have to do that because I shouldn't? Well, you know, I mean, all these different things that. Because that's where we're at. What does this change for me? Because I have a friend right now fighting for his life, and not right now, but it's been a month that he was in the hospital fighting for his life with COVID. I don't say who it is out of privacy and out of respect, but when you're fighting for your life and you're fully vaccinated and it's an epiphany, like, wait a minute here, I thought this was supposed to keep me from getting it altogether, or maybe not get it as bad. And that's the thing. I'm trying to understand, how can they force you to get a vaccine that doesn't even stop you from getting it? All they can say is, all it can possibly do is make you less sick. So I don't know. I mean, it's kind of stupid, but but there's people that say that due to the Magna Carta, the U.S. Constitution, and the Nuremberg Code, we're supposed to have dominion over our own bodies. And technically, they say that there's a lot of people that say that this violates the Nuremberg Treaties. And I've not had anyone show me that it doesn't. Know your history, folks. Folks, what you're seeing going on right now with the Democrats is exactly what Adolf Hitler did in Germany, what the Nazi Germans did. Don't believe me? Study your freaking history. Who tore down historic monuments in Germany? Hitler. You know, I mean, I'm actually surprised, because I joked, you know, how like in Waukesha, how like Joe Biden showed up there like 3 weeks later. My God, it'd be like a year before he goes to Kentucky. Joe Biden went to Kentucky. I wouldn't want him there. You're screwing up this country. I don't want you. But anywho, he actually showed up to Let's Go Brandon. I wouldn't have said Let's Go Brandon. I'd say, let's get back in the plane and go home, buddy. We don't want you here. Leave. That's just me. I wouldn't want him coming to my state acting like he cares. Folks, I'm here to tell you today, end of quote, that turn to the left to look at camera, that we are going to, I'm here because we're going, you know, then when, you know that thing, man, about, you know, we had a, it was a tornado, and I'm here to say that the people that were affected, that somebody's going to be here and have your back. FEMA, all capital, end of quote, will be here, and I'm, no, Joe, that was my Joe impersonation, no, I don't want you here, no, you've screwed this country up, not again. No, not today, Satan, not today. Not today. Time we take back our country to be the God-fearing country it is. And it's coming. People are waking up. We just don't know, like, well, no one wants to go to war. But what do you, how do you bring this country back? How do you get, when you have two or three people in a whole state that are in the Senate that actually try to do something, and they get shot down by all the, oh crap, these people are, yep. I mean, I kind of look at, like, especially my state. It's like the tobacco industry. When a guy comes in, he's like, well, I don't know about nicotine, but I know this stuff's toxic and deadly, and crap, he ain't going to play ball. We got to get rid of him, you know. We got to strike down everything he does. Let's try to redistrict him to get him out. We got to do something. You know, it's about time we stand up. And defend our nation. I mean, I'd be in prison for half of what these Democrats done and Republicans have done. I mean, there are places in New York that are actually going to defy the governor's of New York, the mayor of New York's mandates for masks. It's going to be interesting to see because a lot of these counties, they're going to fight back. Because they said, we're not going to do these mask mandates. Sorry. We're not going to abide by this crap. We're not doing it. And that's what you're going to have because you're going to have hopefully more cities wake up and say, nope, sorry. Mandate all you want to. We're not following it. Because you have a bunch of these people that are like, you as a company can force your employees to get the vaccine. They can't. Well, actually, if you force me to get the shot against my will, then you're violating my Civil Rights Act in 1964 based on religion. I'm Amish. There's not one religion that... Well, because that one governor in New York or whatever. There's not... Even the Catholics, the Pope is saying that you need to... Yeah, I bet you $1 million to him. If he's gotten the shot, then he's stupid. These people that are trying to shove the vaccine down your throat, I guarantee it. I'd be shocked if these Democrats are trying to force you to get a vaccine, got it themselves, and if they did, I feel sorry for them. I'm glad you got the thing, but not for me. Shots for thee, not for me. Don't worry, folks. Isn't it funny how all the people that are vaccinated are panicked and scared that we're never going to get back to normal because... How are we ever going to get back to normal if vaccinated people are getting COVID like crazy? There is evidence that 79% to 80% of all the Omicron cases are from vaccinated people, not the other way around. Oh, but don't worry, folks. It's okay. Just shut up and get the vaccine. It won't prevent anything. It won't change anything. But guess what? It's okay, folks. I want to get into this because Manchester United and some of their games, the one game was postponed and the Premier League's like, nope, we're not doing it. And that thing they need to come up with, as long as you can get a squad out there, you know, if you have some under-18s or, I mean, over-18s or over, you know, the 23s and, you know, like your second string, you want to, you know, whatever. But you need to keep it going. You need to keep... going to be interesting, you know. That's what I hate about football, but I like it because there's so much. I like it. Well, at least now you got Twitter, so like when you have fake news about people, you can have someone tweet out, "No, yeah, I've talked to the coach. That's all BS. Him not gonna play me. Him telling me I have to find somewhere else." Those are, you know, it's nice that you can have the players come out and say stuff, and there's talk of Ten Hag coming. Now, I don't mind Ten Hag coming in for my ex. At least he would have Ralph Rangnick up that can consult and like, okay, this is what I want, this is what I'm looking for. Yep, bang. Now, Could you see Ralph Rangnick as a director of football? I could see that. I think he's going to try to keep the job. He's going to try to bust his butt and do real well. And like I said before, though, take Zinedine Zidane and put him at Manchester United. Great. If he dominated, would I want? No, he was supposed to be the interim. He'd be the interim. I want him as the interim. Okay, who's going to take his place? I mean, now, he's probably, of any of them, would be one that I would take as a manager. But I don't want to sit there and get, like, Ralph Rangnick in there as full-time because he does decent this year, and then, like, five games in, he ain't winning nothing. I'm like, what the heck happened? You know, I don't think that would happen with Ralph Rangnick, but you never know. I mean, I have to give kudos to my wife because when she's right, she's right. And she goes, you're taking a gamble no matter who you have. You know, we took a gamble with Ollie. And no matter who, it's a gamble no matter who you have. And I think I want to see games go forward. I don't care. You know, take the precautions you need to, okay? I mean, trust me, I know people that work in places where, okay, they go on vacation, they come back, they have to quarantine for 10 days, even if they get 10 COVID tests from 6 different places and they're all negative. Nope, you have to, what they do is, this is work you can do, you're in an isolation area where it's where you go to work and you isolate. That way, if you can do your job here, then you can do it here. And then once you're 10 days in, you can come back and recuperate, because that's the problem you have. People are afraid to cough. Yep. Okay, you coughed. You got the COVID. Yep. I think you need to go down to the clinic, and we'll get you tested. And I mean, there's times where it's just like, I just want a test to come back positive for COVID, not having it, just so I can, like, yay, I got 14 days. Crap, how am I going to pay my bills? Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to work. Now, if they paid me to stay home, not like using my PTO or whatever, I'd be all that. But I just want the 14 days off so I can relax, but I wouldn't get paid for any of it. So, like, crap. But, hey, me and my wife are the generation that we work for a living. My wife pulled something, and she's still going, but that's my wife, you know. I love her to death, man. God gave me her, so I take care of her and do what I can for her. And I mean, there's times where I think she needs to stay home, but how do you pay bills? You got to work. And then when there's a couple places I've seen that are hiring, like locally, a lot of places are. But, like, okay, how could you live on that? Kind of like, because there's been this post that's gone viral, which is like, if you're making $21 an hour at McDonald's, just to flip burgers. I'm like, it didn't say where that place is, because if you're in, like, parts of California, heck, $21 an hour is like making, like, $9 an hour where I live. Or $8 an hour, you couldn't even, you'd be homeless. You'd have to live on the street and save every penny you have up for a year, and you might be able to get 1 month of rent out of it. But, hey. Got about 4 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been going on and on. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are listening around the world. And it's nice that the Premier League's finally come out. I think it was via Sky Sport that they basically said, hey, these games are going on. You know, you need to quarantine the people that need to, if they, you know, this and that. But so many of these places have, like, okay, if I was around the person that has COVID, okay, no matter what, we can't be guaranteed, so you just got to, no. If you're negative, take, like, 2 or 3 different tests. If you come back negative, oh, you have to probably pay for them, and then, if you're negative, you come back. But it's going to be interesting because then if you start doing that, well, this team hasn't had anyone with COVID, so they're at 20 games and you're at 13 games because you've postponed because you've had COVID after COVID after COVID because this team didn't vaccinate as many people as this one. The vaccinated team is getting more sicker and having more problems. And because you're sick, they're just assuming you have COVID, and they're just having you. And that's the problem. I've known people that have literally tested positive for like a flu, but you had COVID. Strep throat to COVID. He was having pints at the game, and yepper, he died of COVID. I thought he got trampled on by fans. No, no, he had COVID. That's what it is, you know. And that's, you know, it's nice that the Premier League is going to try to march on, because if you start having clubs that don't have the same number of games. Well, yeah, well, you won the thing because we had COVID and we canceled 10 games. You didn't cancel any because you didn't have any problems. And you have 20 games and we have 10 games. You know, it's... I don't want the table and all that stuff to be all screwed up. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel part of it. Doesn't matter where you live. Watch football. It's amazing. Watch Ralph Rangnick and Manchester United. I think we're turning the tide. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see. I think it's going to be interesting to see come January if anyone, like if Donny Van de Beek wants to leave or if Paul Pogba's okay. And, you know, I don't think you'll know an answer. I don't know. I think they want to have more definitive, like Paul Pogba, like who's going to be, you know, whatever. So I don't know. I think he's been strung along way too long. I don't. If he goes, he goes. I like Ralph Rangnick's kind of philosophy. Hey, Manchester United is my team, not one player. If one goes, you can't just be about one player. Okay, oh, what do we do if we lose Ronaldo? Okay, well, you still have got great players. So, but I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. Folks, stand up for something, even if it means you're standing alone, because if you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.